In the U.S., we take for granted the rich range of books offered online or by the average bookstore. But the reading public in poorer nations can often only dream of such a selection. Literary rights are often tied up by U.S. and European publishing houses who will introduce a novel to a new audience only if it can be sure of comfortable financial returns. So how great a challenge is it for publishers in the developing world both to acquire rights to works and to push their own products in lucrative Western markets? Alistair Wankland spoke with some of them at the recent London Book Fair.
It's one of the largest annual gatherings of publishers worldwide. In two vast halls in central London, 1,700 publishers are talking business. Those present range from the giants that published the Harry Potter series to publishers from developing nations such as Sri Lanka, trying to break into the lucrative European market.
We have a lot of titles which can actually be sold in UK, but the thing is to find somebody who will take it on.
This is Vijita Yappa, president of the Sri Lankan Booksellers Association. It's the first year he's taken a stall at the London Book Fair and has brought with him from Colombo 200 different books to try to interest trade buyers.
But it is challenging because usually from the West or even from India itself, they want to sell books to us, but they don't want to buy our books. So it's basically a one-way traffic.
The Sri Lankan published books include political histories, wildlife picture books, even a glossy book on tea. But the stall Vijita Yappa has taken is in a far corner of the hall. It's cheaper than one centre stage, and few people are stopping to look. Yappa thinks even the book on tea would sell well if someone would pick it up.
The printing is very good and it can be comparable to anything that's produced in the West.
There's a different complaint voiced at a stall nearby at the London Book Fair, that of the Estonian Publishers Association. Its director, Asta Trumel, says Estonian publishers are trying to bid for rights to popular Western books, such as children's novels, to be translated into Estonian. But Trumel says the rates for rights are often too expensive.
Estonia is such a small country. We have slightly over 700,000 readers who read in Estonian. So that is a very, very small, a tiny market. And it can't be compared to Germany or English language word at all. So it is usually very hard for Estonian publishers to convince the agents or the publishers that they are not selling even 3,000 or 5,000 copies, but they are selling probably the print run is 1,000.
Like the Sri Lankans, Asta Trumel has brought some Estonian books to London to show potential buyers. She has a novel suggestion that publishers barter and proposes trading the rights to an Estonian author for a popular Western one.
Why not? I mean, this would be a great opportunity. And there are so many very well-known Estonian authors that are well published in Finland, for example, and to be published in Sweden that I can't see why not.
If barter works in Estonia, what does a major world publisher think of the idea? I asked HarperCollins if it would do the swap. President Jane Friedman wasn't eager.
I would like to say it's realistic, but I'm afraid that is a bit of a pipe dream. Money talks. We certainly understand the economics of other countries. We also understand the economics in our own country. But it is our intention to bring the words of the author to the broadest public possible. With that in mind, our rights directors will put together deals that will work for both us and for the foreign publishers.
Visitors to the London Book Fair are almost all here on business. Rights deals are clinched and printing deals signed during this three-day event. The fair's visitors from Sri Lanka and Estonia may feel the big bucks are out of their reach just now, but there is one sector on show here that's surprisingly low budget and successful. This is the sale of school and college textbooks in the developing world. Britain has historic links to English-speaking former colonies such as India and South Africa, so it shouldn't be a surprise that UK publishers are big suppliers of English-language textbooks. But the extent by which they dominate is surprising. Britain exports more school books than does the US each year, according to Ian Taylor, director of the UK Publishers Association.
US publishers, I don't think, have really got behind English language teaching at all. I'm rather glad they haven't. UK publishers, they visit a fantastic number of countries. I mean, they visit markets like Trinidad, which are really tiny markets, and they really work hard at selling a little in a large number of places. Now, with educational books particularly, if you get established in a market, it can be quite profitable. It's not... many people, I think, would, if you looked at it independently, would judge there must be easier ways to make a living.
And since more and more colleges worldwide are adopting a British or American higher education curriculum, it's British publishers who may continue to reap the benefit. British publishers apparently have no qualms about printing their products in American English, if that's what the target country wants. Alistair Wanklin for Common Ground in London.